Hey guys, welcome back to Mindset Managed. Today I wanted to be unscripted and just rant a little bit, to be honest, about overwhelm and exhaustion. Why? Because I feel a bit overwhelmed and exhausted, which is really funny and also not funny because I've had an Easter break from work, so I've not been at work for the last 14 days, which is crazy. It's gone really fast, but like I've not been at work for the last 14 days. So you'd think that I'd be more rested, less overwhelmed, less busy, but I still feel like my mind is overwhelmed. I still feel exhausted. I still feel tired. I still feel strained. I still feel like there's a million things that I'm thinking of. And that's because our world, our society, our culture is kind of built on overwhelm. We're always overwhelmed. We're always being told what to do, where to go, what to watch, who to be friends with, who to be in relationships with, where to go, what to buy. All of these things, we're being constantly bombarded with information, whether it's on our social media accounts, whether it's from our friends and family giving recommendations, whether it's from the TV shows that we watch that are subliminally telling us what to wear, what to say, what's cool music, you know, how to style our hair, how to dress. All of these things are subliminal messages that we're getting from TV shows that we think we're just watching casually, but they're downloading these information, these messages into our heads saying, do this, do that, be this, be that, right? And you could be somebody who, like I say, doesn't use social media very often, but just by watching TV, you're still getting that information download. You get notifications on your phone from different apps and from the news, and all of these different things are information overload, which is causing us to feel overwhelmed. Well, it is for me anyway. Me and my partner felt kind of like irked, I think is the best word. We just feel unsettled. We feel a bit weird. We don't know what to watch that makes us feel good rather than feeling bad. We felt kind of like overwhelmed with what we've been watching lately. And yes, we do have a tendency to watch, you know, kind of social issues kind of films lately, not even purposely. It just kind of happens because I suppose there's lots of them out there, which is very good. But at the same time, it is overwhelming. It's a lot. It's exhausting as well. So like we've watched a lot of like Black Lives Matter or Black History films and TV shows. And it's just exhausting because we are Black people. They are our people that we're seeing on the screens, people who look like our families. And that is disgusting. It's scary. It's like infuriating. You feel powerless. You feel hopeless at times. As much as these films are supposed to be inspiring and, you know, informative to help us, you know, to combat these. Sorry, my sister called me, so I was kind of cut off mid-sentence. But I think what I was saying is that there's just so much that is really positive in terms of the amount of content about social issues, the amount of things that we know we should be worried about in terms of the world, like the planet, about animals, about overfishing, about hopefully more people becoming vegetarian and vegan so that we can save the animals and preserve wildlife and, you know, impact the planet in a positive way. And then all the things about, you know, racism for Asian people, racism for Black people, all these different things. There's loads of TV shows, films, documentaries, and of course, social media trends, all these things that are very positive, very good. But at the same time, it's just so much. And if you're one of the people who already know that these are issues, or you're somebody who is very much in that group. So obviously I am a Black woman, I'm a minority woman. So I already know what it feels like to face racism, to face discrimination, to feel like you're not good enough, to feel like you're fighting a fight against the population that benefits from white supremacy and the systems that aren't made for us. I already know these things. It doesn't feel good. And to then have it like kind of put in your face all the time, it's very much emotionally exhausting. It's draining. It's overwhelming. So this is not to say that, of course, we should stop making these TV shows, or we should stop watching these TV shows and films, or that we should stop with the trends, that we should stop sharing information. Of course, we shouldn't stop these things. These things are very important. And obviously, the more that you put out, the more likely people who need to watch these things, that need to read these things, are going to see them, of course. But then you, as the consumer, you need to make the decision of, okay, is this too much for me? So me right now, I'm asking myself, is this too much? And I'm saying, yes, it is too much. Because obviously the fact that we feel irked, the fact that we feel disturbed and scared and angry and upset right now means that we need to switch off for a second because it's just too much. And when it gets too much, you feel guilty for not like being a part of the conversation, which is what I was saying a lot last year about George Floyd. Obviously right now it's Dante Wright, I believe, who's the new face that I have to see on social media, because he lost his life in a way that he shouldn't have lost his life either. The sad thing is this narrative keeps going. It's very it feels unending. I don't know if you've seen, again, a film on Netflix called Two Distant Strangers. It's only 32 minutes. It's nominated for an Oscar. It's about a black man who he wakes up and then he's shot by a cop, and then he wakes up again in the same bed the same day and keeps reliving the same day, being shot by a cop, being killed by a cop, and he tries to break the cycle. And that is basically what it feels like right now. We're in this cycle of things keep happening again and again, and it's like we didn't learn from last year, we didn't learn from the year before, we didn't learn from the year before of all these narratives that we say are so important, these things that we say mean a lot, but then we're right back in the same situation. It feels unending, it, and you feel powerless and frustrated and angry by it. So if you can watch that on Netflix, it will help you to understand what I'm trying to say in this podcast episode. But like I say, if you're somebody like me, do not watch it. It will just make you feel exhausted. My mom told me to watch it, and she watched it with us on my birthday, and I was just like, no mom, this is not what I wanted to watch right now, this is not what I should have watched right now. Aside from all of those things, TV stimulation, overstimulation is a thing anyway. So it's not just about the social issues, it's not just about the things that are generally, you know, emotional and unsettling. It's also just in general being overstimulated. We are a nation of almost overstimulated people because we are never given the chance to be bored. We are constantly doing, we are constantly busy, we're constantly watching, we're constantly multitasking. We're just unknowingly overwhelmed all the time. There's always something to watch. There's a chance that, oh well, you might think, oh, I've watched everything on Netflix, but the next week there'll be a bunch of new things that you can watch. And of course, if you've done everything on Netflix, then of course it's Amazon Prime. If you've done everything on Amazon Prime, then you can get Disney Plus. If you've done Disney Plus, then you can get Now TV or Apple TV. There's like so many subscription services, there's so many different TV shows for every single person, every single genre, every single character type. And yes, again, progressive, and yes, again, representation. And it's really, really good to see more and more unique types of TV shows and films, but it's just too bloody much. There is no way we could watch all of the things that there are to watch. And of course, binge culture is very big now. You can watch a whole TV show in like one day if you wanted to, in a weekend if you wanted to, with ease. It's very easy to do that now. And it's kind of bad that we do. These TV shows would last longer if they weren't bingeable. And as much as I love Netflix, I love that we can binge things because I do like to watch TV. It's at the same time, I can't pretend that it's healthy. I can't pretend it's a good thing. It's not. If we weren't so easily able to watch anything we wanted to watch at a click of a button, anything we wanted to watch for the amount that we want to watch of it, then we would be in a better situation where we are less overwhelmed, less stimulated, that we could have the chance to be bored. And I know a lot of people are like, whoa, why do I want to be bored? Being bored's boring, it's rubbish, it's horrible. No, being bored is good for you. Being bored allows you to actually just sit with yourself, just be, to recharge, to decompress, to be less overwhelmed, basically. And it's funny because, like, I'm on holiday right now, so I'm supposed to be not on holiday, like on vacation, but I mean, like, I'm not at work, so I'm supposed to be relaxing, I'm supposed to be at home chilling, recharging, getting things done, but for me, in a healthy way. And yet I don't feel like that. I don't feel like I've done that. I feel almost just as tired as I would have if I'd been to work. I fell asleep during my birthday yesterday, which is just so weird. Like, my family were like, oh, it's because you're getting old. But no, it's because I just feel overstimulated, I feel overwhelmed, I feel tired, I feel so tired by all these things. And I think it's very common for us to feel that way because we don't allow ourselves to switch off, or we feel like it's illegal to do so. Oh, how dare you take a moment to do nothing, how dare you just read a book all day, or just do things very, very slowly. Instead, no, you have to quickly fill your time, make sure you've had the most productive morning ever, the morning routine and the afternoon routine and night routine. And oh, it's just too much. Even the self-help and self-development culture, as I say, is a big impact on all of this overwhelm of feeling like there's so much more that you need to be doing, so much more that you can be. And again, obviously my content kind of fits into that category. I hope that it's not overwhelming, but we're always told by someone all the time, if you're in that world, if you want to better yourself, then there's a million things that you need to try and do. There's a million things that you need to pay attention to. You can't only just be good to yourself and better yourself. You need to better the planet and better your relationships and better up level your jobs and your skills. And there's just so many things that you need to pay attention to. And oh my God, let's learn about money and Bitcoin and investments. And let's read all these different books and these podcasts and these YouTubers and these social media accounts. It's just too much to pay attention to. And the point is, we're not paying attention to anything of value because our attention is divided. We're multitasking, even though multitasking is actually been proven to be something we can't do as humans. We're not good at multitasking. Multitasking is just attention divided. Multitasking means doing things at less than 100%. If you're doing five things at once, then you're putting 20% into those five things. You're not doing all of those things at 100%. That's just a fact. And why would you want to do things at 20%? You're not going to do as good if you're doing it at less of your energy level. It just makes so much sense, but yet we don't practice that in our real life. I feel like we're kind of stuck in this loop of, or at least I'm stuck in this loop of, control, create and compete. Control, create and compete. This means that we're always trying to control situations. We're trying to control what we eat, what we watch, what we read, what we do, how much money we spend, where we go, what we talk about, what we pay attention to, how much we're working on our fitness, how much we're working on our bank account, our yoga sessions, our study sessions, our this, our that. We're trying to control every element of our lives. That's why we have to have these set night routines. That's why we need to have to-do lists, and we need to use note-taking and scheduling apps and be overproductive and overscheduled and overorganized. We need to control everything as much as possible so that we never feel pain, so that we never make a mistake, so that we can be perfect, right? And of course, you can't just control. You also have to create. You have to create and put out these amazing content into the world. Show everybody what you're doing. Show everybody how perfect you are. Show everybody how much better you are than them, which of course is the competing. I'm competing with you. I'm better than you. I'm better than you. See, I'm better than you. I can do better than you. Be like me. Isn't that just... I'm laughing because I've never actually said it out loud, but we are literally all stuck in this cycle of control, create and compete. Control, create and compete. Control everything so you are perfect and don't feel pain. Create content that shows how perfect you are and compete with everybody to prove how perfect you are. And of course, it all comes down to one tiny little bow of a perfectionist hustle culture. So what's the antidote to overwhelm and exhaustion? What's the antidote to this hustle perfectionist culture? The first thing is to toss your to-do list. So I've got a bunch of things that I need to do today. And you know what? I'm just going to go slow. I don't care if it gets done. I mean, that sounds bad. Of course I care if it gets done, but I'm just trusting that I can get it done later. I can get it done at some other point, as long as I'm not being reckless with my things that I need to get done. And of course, you know, you've got responsibilities, you've got duties. But if there are things that you can completely wipe off the to-do list, then do it. If there are some things that you can do in a slower amount of time rather than rushing, then do it. If there are things that you can get done tomorrow and it's totally okay, it won't be a problem to get it done tomorrow, then do it. If you're in this place of overwhelmed and tiredness and exhaustion, why exhaust yourself more? I say to myself, like, yes, I need to do some uni work right now, but am I going to be able to do it? Am I going to be able to do it well if I'm tired? Am I going to be able to take in that information if I'm feeling overwhelmed? No, I'm going to be stuffing more information into a head that's already full. My cup is going to be spilling over. It's not good for myself. It's not good for anybody else. And it's not how I want to feel on the day after my birthday. I want to feel energized. I want to feel happy. I want to feel excited. And that's why I decided to do a podcast episode, because it's something that I'm excited to do. This morning, I walked the dog slowly. I sat with the dog for a good while rather than just jumping in the shower straight away. I'm not going to rush to do the things that I want to do. Instead, I'm going to do the things that I need to do, which will come to me intuitively. I trust that. Of course, get off social media. I always suggest this because I think that's the biggest form of overwhelm, because you'll see so many different images from so many different people and so much different information all in a very short amount of time. So it's literally designed to overwhelm. It's going to overwhelm you even though you don't realize it's happening. So get off social media for a bit. Maybe don't post for a bit yourself either. So I'm actually not going to post a podcast or a blog episode the coming week after this one. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to let you have a break as well, because it's kind of against my point. If I just put out a lot of content for you to consume, it will just make you feel overwhelmed. So to my point, I'm not going to do that. And I'm going to give myself a break. I'm going to give you a break. The next thing is to pick up a book instead of putting on the TV. So me and my partner feeling like we've watched too much and there's too much going on inside our heads. So we might just put on like a TV show or a film from our childhood instead, because, you know, they're relaxing, they're not too taxing, you already know what's going to happen. But if we don't do that, then we're going to read and chill and talk and play a game with each other instead. Something less overwhelming, less stimulating. The next is to limit the amount of people that you see, or to choose less stimulating people. So we've all got people in our lives who are a bit high energy, a bit too talkative maybe, or they're always complaining maybe, or something like that. They're not the type of people that you want to be around when you're feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. Instead, pick people that you can have some quiet time with, you know, you can just sit with each other, or pick people that are kind of your vibe, maybe introverted people who are better energy for the low energy that you're feeling right now. The next is to turn off the notifications on your phone. So if you do still have the social media apps, but you want to just limit it a little bit, then turn off the notifications. Turn off the notifications from different apps. Turn off the news notifications so that you don't get overwhelmed with what's happening in the world right now. Turn off notifications if you've got them from Netflix and everything about new TV shows. You don't need to be updated about that. You'll find them if you find them. If you don't, then the world will not implode that you didn't watch that one TV show. Allow yourself to not be perfect, because you're not perfect. I'm sorry, you're not. And nor am I. I will make mistakes. I'm imperfect. I'm going to fail at things. I'm going to do not as good as I want to do in things. And that's life. And that's good for us. It's good for us to lose. It's good for us to not even step into the race. It's good for us to just be, to just release the expectations, release the need to do and do and do and be and more. This excess, this overwhelm, this overstimulation, it's the cycle that we are stuck in if we allow ourselves to be stuck in it. If we keep telling ourselves, I need to be perfect, I need to fit this model that I don't already fit. This next thing is to don't try to multitask, because like I say, it's not real. So if you're going to do something, do that thing and that thing only. If you're journaling, don't also have the TV on in the background. If you're reading, don't also have music on in the background. If you're walking the dog, then don't have your earphones in. Just walk the dog, which leads me on to my next point, which is to do things with mindfulness, do things slowly. Instead of rushing through things, instead of having a bunch of things happening at once, instead just be where you are, do what you're doing with your full attention, your full energy, and do it with the amount of energy that you're at. So one of the four agreements is to do your best. So doing your best is something you should always do, yes, but doing your best doesn't mean going above and beyond. Doing your best means showing up as you are and doing the best in that moment with how you feel in that moment. So if you're feeling low energy right now, then do things with that low energy. Do things slowly, do things gentle. And I invite you to take this week to just be, to just go with the flow and live and see what happens and how you feel. To let go of the wheel and the need to control and the need to be competing and creating and controlling all the time. To just let go, let yourself flow, let yourself be. Because for the most part, a lot of us know what we need to do in a week. You don't need to write it down necessarily. You don't need to force yourself to do it. Instead, intuitively do it. Do it when it feels right. Do it when the energy levels are there. Do it when you feel good. Do it with intention. Do it mindfully. Do it at your own pace. And allow yourself to go with the flow of how you feel. Go with the flow of what needs to be done, when it needs to be done. And to do less if you can. Like, obviously everyone's in different positions, but if there are things you don't have to do, then take the moment to just not do them, and the world won't end. You can pick them back up next week and you'll be okay, but you'll be better for it. The funny thing is about this world of productivity and hustle and grind and get things done and be better, people forget that obviously taking breaks and looking after yourself is a key, probably the most key thing about productivity. You're going to be more productive. You're going to be better at your job, better at your relationships. You're going to be making more healthy choices when you feel good about yourself, when your energy is high, when you don't feel exhausted, when you don't feel overwhelmed. So it makes sense. It is good for your productivity. It's good for your life to take a break. It's good for your life to take care of yourself. So please, I invite you to do that this week. I'm doing that this week. I'll speak to you not next week, but the week after, hopefully feeling rejuvenated, and hopefully you'll feel the same way too. So take care, guys, and enjoy this break, this space, and tap into a world, a life, a moment where you're not constantly overwhelmed, where you're not given into exhaustion as if it's normal, as if it's part of life. It doesn't have to be. It's not what I want. I want to seek peace in my life. That's my most fundamental value, is to choose peace. So I'm choosing peace, and you can do whatever feels right for you. Take care. Bye.